You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What'd you do this weekend? Anything fun?
I raked and mowed three times this weekend because the winds were so insane. Mm-hmm. And again, the funny thing is I have one tree. And I had to rake and mow three times because everything in the neighborhood, for some reason, goes right to my house.
Wind funnel, man.
It's a wind funnel. So I did a lot of that. We gutted the kids' rooms, got a lot of toys out of there and into the basement. We kind of do this every year before Christmas. It's the pre-Christmas gut of getting rid of toys and stuffed animals. And Reed is turning into such a hoarder, so there's just like a lot of trash and stuff to get out of his room. That's shoved under every shelf and in drawers. And so I did that all day yesterday. I cleaned Lila's room and Reed's room all day yesterday. And you can finally walk into them. And then, Dom, we wandered down to the basement and plucked one of the three or four Christmas trees that we have and marched it upstairs and set one of them up.
Mm-hmm.
So we have one of our trees up, which we call the Colorado tree, which goes into our little living room, and it's decorated in complete Colorado style, very rustic tree, and lit it up. And man, it just feels good to have it up. It gave me goosies, man.
What is Colorado style? Do you hang like joints from it? And
yeah, pot weed, yeah, potholes. Yeah, you know, it's just very rustic. It's got, you know, like skis on it and different Colorado animals and. It's just the style. I don't know. It just looks like something you'd see up in Silverthorne or something. And got it up, and it felt good. The kids love doing it, and I would imagine we're getting the main tree up sometime this week. And you know what? I thought I felt a little silly doing it, but then I went on to the social, and man, galore. People are putting their trees up like crazy.
Hmm.
So I was wondering if it's one of those things where people are just needing a little joy in their life right now, and they're jumping the gun and putting all that up, getting the decorations up, which I think that's probably it. It's been such a crappy year that it did. It made me feel good. I'm not going to lie. I don't care if I lose my man card. It made me feel good to put the tree up.
Oh, you lost that a long time ago. This just keeps you from getting it back. So.
Right, right. So yeah, that was, we did. Pretty busy weekend. Stuff
that's
around the house.
Fun.
Yeah.
Good for you, I guess. I'm not a tree up early guy, but I recognize that it brings a lot of joy to a lot of people. So, hey, whatever blows your skirt up, man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For us this weekend, I have to tell you that this sounds like hyperbole, but it's true. We feel like we're lucky that we did not have a death in our house this weekend.
Oh, what happened?
Because do you remember about... Was it 2 weeks ago, I think? A week or 10 days ago? Anyway, within the last couple of weeks, we drove over to some lady's house who was moving, and she was selling her pressure cooker because Gretchen wanted it to help sterilize these containers that she uses to grow mushrooms. They have to be sterilized properly.
Mm-hmm.
So she puts them in the pressure cooker, and it kills everything, right? It makes them sterile. Anyway, this was a 60-year-old pressure cooker. And
this is where the story starts to go bad.
You kind of see what's coming, right? And I was like, I'm not sure. She's like, no, it's in perfect working condition. And I mean, with a pressure cooker, there's no switches or knobs. I mean, you plug it in and it just
does its thing.
Its thing, right? Anyway, so yesterday. I was upstairs doing something in upstairs, and fortunately, Gretchen was down in the basement. But Jeremy, I don't think inside a house I've ever heard an explosion so loud. I mean, it sounded like one of the walls came down in the house after a huge bang. I mean, so loud, louder than any thunder I've ever heard striking by the house. It was boom. And I went tearing downstairs, and the kitchen looks like a war zone. She had put this pressure cooker on the... Oh, that's right. You don't even plug them in. There's nothing electrical about
it. It's on the stove.
Old school.
Lid on, and then you turn it to the left, and it locks in. My mom had one of those, yeah.
It was on the stove, and somehow this thing, the lid on it cracked.
Mm.
And when it did, it was an explosion. So stuff is all over the kitchen. And I kid, I'm going to have to send you a picture. Half of the lid was embedded in the ceiling. It was embedded the ceiling.
And then, so there was like glass jars in there probably too, right? That just...
She had put, she had put straw in there, which she was going to be using as the foundation for everything. So there was straw through over the whole thing, but pieces went flying.
Yeah.
And everything it hit, it destroyed. And it was like a bomb went off.
Yeah, those things are dangerous. But yeah, you could have died.
It was a bomb. And she immediately, she broke down because she realized that if one of us had been sitting there at the kitchen island, there is a chance that one of these things could have taken our head, the top of our head, clean off.
Sure.
I mean, it is a bomb. Yeah. I mean, for those of you don't
know what a
real...
Or cause serious damage. I mean, it could have nailed your eyes or whatever, you know.
I think if it hit our eye, it would have gone right into our brain. I mean, it was that kind of an explosion. Oh, God. So.
Jeez, man.
And if you'll recall...
She needs a new hobby.
If you'll recall, just before that, it was the Instapot that she was using
that
as the pressure
ruined,
cooker.
Yeah.
And that had to go into the garbage.
It's time for a new hobby. Painting sounds nice.